Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
All at once I felt tremendous weight, as if my chest was going to cave. The tears that fell left a stain, the world we know's enslaved. Now I know it's hard to hear, you better heed the words I say. If we don't act as one, you'll see the false prophets will betray.
Good afternoon, welcome to Resurrect Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast. How you doing there, Bruce? Crazy day with this Ebola stuff.
Good morning. Yeah, they're still leading the steeple around with a bunch of guys.
Oh, my. Now we have...
Before this, we had the Cold War, the Vietnam issue. I mean, the de facto for the past 150 years always has to have something to keep the people stirred up. We just can't let them see. This is another one of their little things. And what are they going to try to use this to justify? Who knows? Sorry.
I hope they didn't done do it this time, but I want you guys to hear something. The UN apparently issued a warning. Can you roll that short clip?
It is far ahead of us. It is running faster than us, and it is winning the race. We cannot let Ebola win. For if Ebola wins, we the people of the United Nations lose so very much. We lose things that we cannot lose. We cannot let that happen. WHO also advises that within 60 days, we must ensure that 70% of infected people are in a care facility and 70% of burials are done without causing further infection. We need to do that within 60 days from October 1. If we reach these targets, then we can turn this epidemic around. My colleague, Dr. Bruce Alward of WHO and UNMEER, stated today that we can expect a new caseload of approximately 10,000 people per week by 1 December. This means that we need 7,000 beds for treatment. Under current planning and projections, we expect to have approximately 4,300 beds in Ebola treatment centers by that date. However, many of those beds have no staff to operate them under current plans. To make up for the gap in beds, we must build about 2,700 beds in community care centers, or about 300 such centers. We will also need staff to manage the facilities and care for those people in the beds. And those staff need to be trained so they themselves do not fall sick, and they need to be paid and properly equipped.
I want you to really think about something here. They're giving us a 60-day target goal, or get this, a 60-day target goal, or they're going to have to take action, but they need all of this support that they don't have. In other words, if you don't have this done in 60 days, we want to take over your government. That's what they're saying. Because they don't have the staff. So they're going to use the, what, local resources. Or they're going to bring in foreign resources into the United States. We have enough of what we could, more than what we could possibly need here if we're not ready for it. Its only reason is because politicians failed. Do you hear this, Bruce? Do you realize what this, what they're saying?
Yeah, it's about, they're gonna do an overthrow, and they're gonna use this little flu or whatever they invent, most likely, as the decoy, like the Trojan horse, to get them inside the fence.
I tell you what, I've been saying for a long time that Barack Obama is just a puppet for the CFR, and boy, was I ever right. Talk about hitting a nail straight square on the head. Now you hear all of this info that Obama is anti this and anti that. He is pro Wall Street, pro CFR. He is the most polarized Wall Street administration we've ever seen. This is a corporate fascist, communist, Marxist Agenda 21 takeover.
Tom, we also know almost pro 14th Amendment. Remember, the 14th Amendment would give the right to raise the debt ceiling.
I know. I know it. I know it's what gave them the right to debase the currency. Gives them the right to do everything. The 14th Amendment empowers all of it. That's what we've been saying. We have the pin. We're carting behind us. It's like, I call it like this. It's like a stagecoach that's on fire. And you take a jump up, try and save the horse's lives by pulling the pin and letting the stagecoach go. Because what we're doing is we're headed straight for disaster. They're getting away with it more and more. They're infested into every legitimate activist movement. The wording behind turning activist, now they're talking about Abby Martin. I'd heard just before we went to broadcast about a global version of the Patriot Act, a UN version of the Patriot Act. All of a sudden, this world government has popped right up in everybody's faces. And just like we were warned by these people that were called conspiracy theorists for speaking out against, when they said that they were moving towards global governance, and the question was whether the United States was going to go by consent or by overthrow. I mean, this is how bold they've been. I mean, what I don't understand is where the people think that they have the illusion of freedom, that these people have been doing this for decades and decades upon decades, and no one's done anything, and they've said these things, and we've spoken these things. This is treason. It's open treason. I mean, if we were truly a constitutional republic, it is truly, has been, is, always will be, completely treasonous. This 14th Amendment jurisdiction is what empowers gun control. And here's the thing with marriage. And I've said this a few times, but for those of you out there that haven't caught this, check this out. This is how they divide people. I'm Christian and you know, that there's no secret to that at all. And, you know, there's certain things that I feel are more traditional, but I don't think that I have the right to make others enforce my will upon others. I don't believe that any of us have that right. I believe in the Constitution. But here's the thing. They use the enslavement, the debt enslavement, and the relief thereof by your tax filing status of what marriage is declared. So basically what we're talking about is a tax exemption. So what really people are actually really fighting for is they're fighting to figure out who gets the bigger break from their master. It's ingenious. It's absolutely methodically ingenious. If you really think about it. If you pull the 14th Amendment, the Federal Reserve Act collapses, the income tax collapses, all of it collapses like a house of cards, and all of a sudden, there is no need to file with an IRS because an IRS doesn't exist. Therefore, there's no need for government to define what marriage is. Therefore, there is no argument anymore. We go back almost, I mean, we're a more tolerant society, so who cares who gets married? You don't need to enforce your definition of it on me. The whole argument is government. Government is the argument. This is what the argument is. It's insane. Well, we'll catch you after a few words from our sponsors. On the other side, Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam.
I'm the curtain and the illusion they create. Pull the puppet strings and seal our fate.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The creature from Jekyll Island. Corruption is the cause of all doubt.
Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam. You know, we've been saying for a long time that ICLEI, Agenda 21, all of these attacks upon private property rights and the constitutional republic, and the biggest problem is that it's being done in our faces by these individuals, and there are people that are good people that are going in and they're speaking out in their county governments. We have record of these events, and they're happening more and more. And I watched one in California where the deputy mayor did all but pleaded with the council to dump ICLEI, which is so obviously part of the Marxist model of world government. And with people giving heartfelt speeches saying that we know that this is out and out treason and a complete assault and override upon the Constitution. Even though these people were looking straight in their face and telling them that we know that this is misprision of treason, when it was put to a vote, they voted to keep it anyway. That's not representative government. That's people who say and do whatever they need to do to get into office and then do whatever they feel like doing or whatever they're bought and paid to do by their corporate master. They're paid off. They're paid off with our debt because they're paid off with Federal Reserve notes and houses of their own. They're paid off with our debt. Our debt. Our debt is what pays them off to stab us in the back, to betray us all blatantly. And because it requires an enormous task to try and impeach a president or take some sort of action. This isn't even about right or left. I am one of the most outspoken critics on the Bush administration in their entire history. I'm straight down the middle. I judge people by their works, and the works of these, all of them are socialists. All of them. The government expanded in the Bush administration. We went to wars that were blamed on one thing that weren't that one thing. They were really another. They were a covert reason. They were the project for a new American century basic strategy. Zionist neocon think tank. And clever they are, they hide among people who have been persecuted through their whole lives, their whole historical existence, and they don that coat, but they're mostly all atheists. They don't care. When are we going to wake up? I don't know, Bruce, but this, in 1868, 11 states delegates forced out at gunpoint of a ratification process. Everything at that moment in the lives of every single American that would ever be born again was so altered without the consent of the governed that I believe it to be treason for them to know and do nothing. We have a caller in Arizona, Nathan.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Well, we're plugging away.
Yeah. I was wondering if you've ever heard of the right of self-determination?
The what?
The right of self-determination?
Yes, of course.
So the international recognition and acknowledgement of a people's right to basically make their own way and their own constitution and stuff like that.
I know. See, here's the only problem I have with it. Because no one could ever have a problem with the people's right to self-determination. I mean, that's so obviously common sense. The problem that I have is when we have an international body that's obviously has been used for for reason of usurping national sovereignty, telling us that they're standing for all of that, while the United Nations itself is responsible for far more violence than most people even have any idea of. So it's hypocrisy. I really have a bigger problem with, really. I think, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I keep continuously being reminded of what my status is, and my status is I'm a U.S. citizen, and I have a social security number and a birth certificate, and I didn't quite sign on to those things, but man, I've been signing on to every other,
thing that comes along with having to have all those things. It's consent by association through coercion, without you even ever having an idea that it was necessary to begin with. I know. It's very dishonest. It's dishonest.
The founding fathers, I guess, however you want to call them, as soon as you get into the Constitution and when it says we the people, and how, when I read it, I see two different entities being discussed. I see them, the 39 individuals, as the people that they were discussing, and then the people who resided in the colonies at that time and what are now today U.S. citizens were just renters. I constantly hear we the people being mistaken for the citizen. And so a citizen believes that the government serves them. So when they see something, a law being passed or exercised that seems unconstitutional, we cry, foul,
yes,
or whatever. But it doesn't seem like that's
they're not in the jurisdiction of the Constitution when they commit a commercial crime. They commit a crime under the U.S. Commercial Code. There has been an awful amount of constitutional precedent used by the Supreme Court at times where I believe that most of it is, I don't know if you want to really call it an illusion. It's not an illusion. It's not that they're dishonest in what they do. It's in the power that they truly have against the other branches of government that have come to be. The pressure from the executive branch is quadrupled to the squamteenth power compared to what it was back in the days of what we say our founders were, but most importantly, even before that, to the Articles of Confederation, which were really, actually, truly were the closest to a free people that I think that we ever were or ever probably will be. That's the time that I would like. If I could wiggle my nose and I could go back in time, I would want to go back and live my birth to death in that era before anything else happened. Because I tell you, I have real problems. I stand to reverse ourselves out of the problems that we have. And to do that, we need to get rid of the 14th Amendment because we're stuck in the mud. But ultimately, the articles, that was good.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, 6 figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com and click on Medical Tours today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back, Resurrector Republic. Now, what I was saying before we went to break, the Articles of Confederation gave us the most amount of liberty that we've ever had. What it didn't give us was a strong federal government and a standing army, which is exactly what we ended up getting after the Civil War. See, it's kind of progressive, incremental, as it were. And the way the Civil War came to be was a complete manipulation. I don't even believe that most people in the South wanted to have anything to do with that war at all. I believe they were manipulated into that war by some people in the 33rd degree Masonic positions. I don't know what you think about that, Bruce, but you know where my heart is. My heart is with you, buddy, but I think we were all manipulated in that war. You know? We're looking at Albert Pike, same 33rd degree Mason who created the KKK. Why did he create the KKK? 33rd degree Mason, the same one that would side with Northern financiers many years later. It's just kind of funny how that works. We've lost something with our understanding of liberty, and I'd like all of us to be reminded by someone who does it very well. Can you do me a favor and roll that clip of Judge Napolitano?
When we were colonists, and all of this happened right here where we are, my God, we're in Valley Forge, of all wonderful places. When we were colonists and the king wanted to raise money from us, he and the parliament had ingenious ways of doing it. And one of the ways that they raised money was to enact the Stamp Act. And the Stamp Act required that every piece of paper in your possession, a book, a pamphlet, a lease, a deed, a mortgage, even a poster you were going to nail to a tree, had to have a stamp on it with the king's image. You think it was rough going to a post office? This was a foreign post office run by the king in the colonies, and you had to go there and get these stamps. Question. How did the king know that his image was on every piece of paper in your possession? Answer. The Parliament enacted something called the Writs of Assistance Act. This horrible piece of legislation authorized British soldiers to write their own search warrants. So a British soldier would show up at your door in New York or New Jersey or Pennsylvania or Delaware and handwrite out authority which authorized him to enter your house, ostensibly to look for the stamps. There was no judge involved. There was no evidence that you didn't have the stamps. There was no evidence that you had any documents that required the stamps. He was just permitted to enter and, while there, take what he wanted. Rum from the islands without a tax stamp? You can't prove you paid the tax on it? We're going to confiscate it. Furniture from the mother country? You can't prove you paid a tariff on it? We're going to confiscate it. By the way, we have 15 soldiers that need a good hot meal and a place to stay tonight. We're taking over your farmhouse. Enough was enough. We fought a revolution. We won the revolution. We wrote a constitution, and the whole purpose of the constitution was to keep the government off the people's backs. The only reason the constitution was enacted was because of the promise that the Bill of Rights would be part of it. So it is enacted. It is debated in 87, it's enacted in 89, and in 91 the Bill of Rights is added. And the Bill of Rights enumerates the liberties that we believe are ours by our birthright. When the Constitution was being debated not far from here in Philadelphia, there was a great argument about the origin of our freedoms. Question. Where do our freedoms come from? Answer. If the person answering is Thomas Jefferson, from our humanity. God created us in His image and likeness, and as He is perfectly free, so too are we perfectly free. And when Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and that among these is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, he answered that question for all time. Our freedom comes from our humanity. This belief is known as the natural law, that our freedoms are as natural to us as the fingers on the ends of our hands, the noses in the middle of our faces, or any part of our body, or any part of our spirit. The first piece of legislation ever enacted by the Congress of the United States was to adopt the Declaration of Independence. And the Declaration of Independence, just as they signed it, just as they promulgated it on July 4th, 1776, is part of the law of the land. And so if anybody says to you, well, what do you do when the government violates our natural rights? You do what the law of the United States says you do. It is the duty of the people to alter or abolish a government that violates our rights. And so we wrote a constitution, and the constitution, because of the Bill of Rights, It had specific guarantees of natural rights that the government couldn't interfere with. The right to think as you want. The right to say what you think. The right to develop your own personality. I frequently told O'Reilly that's the right he should be most grateful for. The right to publish what you say. The right to worship as you want. The right not to worship if you don't want. The right to self-defense. The right to use a gun when the police are unwilling or unable to protect you. And the right to use that gun on the government if it steals our freedoms, if it's taken over by a tyrant. The most unique of American rights is articulated in the Fourth Amendment. And after the right to life, it is the greatest of rights. It is the right to be left alone. We call it the right to privacy. And it reversed the Writs of Assistance Act. And it said if the government has a target, someone from whom they want evidence, no matter how guilty is the target, no matter how widespread is the belief in the guilt of the target, no matter how accurate is the belief in the guilt of the target, when the government wants to get in your property or in your home or into your bank account or into your papers, it must go to a neutral judge, and it must present to that judge what the Constitution calls and what lawyers know as probable cause, a evidence under oath that it is more likely than not that the target or the custodian of these papers possesses evidence of a crime. That was the law of the land in the United States of America until it slowly began being worn away in the lifetime of everyone in this room. Let's get this straight. The right to privacy, this unique American right, required that everyone from the government that wanted anything from a private person had to go to a neutral judge and swear an oath and present evidence to that judge as to why the person's right to privacy should be violated. Now, we all know what happened on 9/11. And many of you live right here. Shanksville, Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., Lower Manhattan. None of those is more than a day's ride from here. Many of you probably know victims of 9/11. I did. A lot of us at Fox did. I happen to have been in New Jersey the morning when it happened, and we all have horrific memories, and it was one of the darkest days in American history. But my friends, assaults by fanatics on our safety does not justify assaults by the government on our freedom.
We'll catch you on the other side with a little bit more Judge Knapp, Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam.
Rising to the challenge is the first step that you take. Are you a free spirit or a slave?
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do whatever. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today. today.
Push to fall, we will strike like a snake coiled up in the night.
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, RTR Truth Media, and RBN. Judge Napolitano, how inspiring is that? What we're facing right now and what the judge was talking about, and that will be on ResurrectTheRepublic.com later on today, along with everything that we shared today with you guys, along with some information on Ebola that we've been working on. This very well could be used as a technique to attack our national sovereignty. We cannot fall for that. We all know what Agenda 21 is, and we need to know how to identify traitors. Can you please roll that clip?
Mr. Speaker, I yield myself such time as I may consume and ask leave to revise and extend my remarks.
Objection, so ordered. Gentleman's
right. Mr. Speaker, I rise in strong support of H. Con Res 353, expressing the sense of the Congress that the United States should assume a strong leadership role in implementing the decisions made at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. Developing a national strategy to implement Agenda 21 and other Earth Summit agreements through domestic policy and foreign policy by cooperating with all countries to identify and initiate further agreements to protect the global environment and by supporting and participating in a high-level United Nations Sustainable Development Commission as amended. I now yield to the gentlewoman from California, Ms. Pelosi, the sponsor, to explain the resolution.
The gentlewoman from California is recognized.
I thank the gentleman for yielding. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thank the gentleman for yielding. In fact,
It is a very simple resolution, which the gentleman has just mostly explained. I would, Mr. Speaker, like to take a moment to thank Chairman Fassell and Mr. Broomfield, Mr. Yatron and Mr. B. Ryder, the chair and ranking member of the subcommittee, and the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee for their assistance in expediting consideration of this legislation. The Earth Summit Environmental Leadership Act, as this is known, presents us with an opportunity to follow up on the important work of the Earth Summit to develop its blueprint, Agenda 21, for global environmental action. HCON Res 353 outlines a comprehensive national strategy for sustainable development in accordance with the principles of Agenda 21 to be coordinated under the leadership of a specific office and at the direction of a high-level government official. The resolution also urges the United States to identify and initiate further agreements to protect the global environment and to support the creation of a high-level United Nations Sustainable Development Commission headed by an Undersecretary General. Third and lastly, the President is urged to report to Congress on the progress made on the with this action. HCON Res 353 is supported by the administration. I have been in contact with the appropriate offices of the State Department and have incorporated their suggestions into the resolution. The 71 co-sponsors in this, of this measure include one-half the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee and all of the House delegates to the Earth Summit. It is also supported by the major United States non-governmental organizations concerned with the environmental issues. The Earth Summit presented world leaders with an opportunity that should not be lost. We must now embark on a new course that will sustain our planet and its resources for the benefit of future generations. This resolution calls on the United States to assert its leadership to achieve this goal. I urge my colleagues to support this resolution. Thanks again to the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee for their recognition of the importance and timeliness of this resolution.
This is the same set of dingbats that lockstep with the United Nations Council on Foreign Relations. This is the same set of dingbats that sided with the organization that had the audacity to give us a 60-day time frame of a window of being able to handle a crisis that was most probably created, or they would implement what? Something that they could not, did not have personnel for. They say that they're going to implement this and do this, but then in the next breath come out and say, and we'll be seeking personnel to... They're playing King of the Hill now. It's time. We've been warning you. You know, there's been some of us out here with foxholes that have been warning you as they've been coming up the hill. We've been getting run over too. Thanks a lot. We've been telling you. Here they come. If you never saw evidence of the huffing and puffing, if the Small Arms Disarmament Treaty wasn't enough for you, if all of the lies right in your face that were so easy to pull apart were not enough for you, what will be enough? You know, Yuri, that defected KGB agent, said that after dissolution, after demoralization of the Marxist communist infiltration of America, that it might take a boot crashing through a door and connecting with the backside of some of these people's keisters before they'll realize why the Second Amendment exists is not just to stand against our own tyranny of our own government. That would be one reason if they were completely off the chain, which at this point they are. But it really existed to prevent other nations from ever getting that idea. The same nations that are investing, the same nations that we hear were that own our debt, China, have an army risen that if anybody bothers to Google and check out, you might want to start paying attention to, because these people can pretty much eat nails and spit them out, and they're men, women, and children that they're training simultaneously. While they're disarming us. A communist country trusts tens and hundreds of thousands of their people fully armed with fully automatic machine guns in huge parades. But our government, we have to deal with purges and a destruction of everything that we ever stood for. All the while, we're telling you the jurisdiction that it's built upon. For all of you naysayers out there, I urge you to go to resurrecttherepublic.com and click on our thesis on the 14th Amendment. It's right at the top of the page. No constitutional convention needed. No liberty amendments needed. No convention of states needed. No tricks needed. See, that's the thing. Our plan is so brilliantly simple. All of the division that we see in front of us, all of this division that has been built up to divide us, could all be removed if we all got together and all realized all of the unlawful things that they do in violation of the supreme law of the land. The Bill of Rights did not give us anything. Stop saying that they have violated our constitutional rights, because if you identify your rights into a piece of paper, then you give them something that they think that they can take from you. These are God-given inalienable rights, not given to you by a document. Just in case that document should fail, just in case they think that they've won the end game, just know that there are those of us out here that know what it really means. We'll see you next time on Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio, and Republic Broadcasting Network.